Sikira mandai, leven sore beheya da 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 raman sora mandai. We lift up the name Jesus, the name that is above all names, the names that move mountain, the name, O God, and a man soko that makes demons tremble. Hey, na 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 sore beheya, lakadare be sikira mansuria bahaya, lemen sukura man sikira meheya. Yes, O Mighty God, Leben Sukura Mandaya, the name that can change any situation. Hikianana Mansora Mandaya. We speak the name Jesus unto day. Leben Sukura Mansukura Beheya. Lavan Sikire Besikira Mansukura Manse. Laman Sukura Mansikira Bahaya. I am an sukura mantaya debeso and the daramanso. Le manso, open up our eyes, O Jesus, on today. Le men sukure besikia ramansaya. Open our eyes to see you, Father. Hekia ramanso kura mandaya. To see our situations through your lens, Jesus. Ramansikia rebeheya da da daramanso. Le vansikia rebeheya kanana mansaya. To see it the way you see it, Jesus. Le men sukura mansa karamansaya la mandeya rabasia ramahaya le ben sukura mansikia ramandaya. No matter the situation, God, le ben sora bahaya nanamansi raman sukura mandada rabasaya. Open our eyes, le ben sukura mansia ramahandaya reki aramansiki aram. Oh, yes, oh God. We are limited when we see things through the natural lens, the natural sight. But Father, give us unlimited sight, oh God, to see through the lens of the Spirit. Open up our spiritual eyes, oh God. Levin sokora mahanda daramanse. Rebebebe sikira mahanda daraman sokora mandaya. Laman sokora mansikira mandaya. Raman sikira mansi. Wherever we are, oh God. So no matter what it is, oh God. We take on the posture of Elisha. Hey, anaman sikia namansaya. We take on the posture of Elisha, not asking you to remove us out of a situation, God, but give us sight to see, oh God. Give us sight to see how you see, Jesus. Leven sukura mandai, when we are surrounded, God. Hey, kiara raba sora mandai. Give us the eyes to see in the spirit. Know that we are covered by the blood. Know that we are covered, oh God, by angels. Let us see the chariots, oh God. Iki remehendia. Leven sukura bababaraman sikiara mandai. Open up our eyes to see how you are there the entire time, where the enemy tries to bring smoke and mirrors, where he tries to whisper lies that we've been forgotten about. Father, give us the posture of Elisha. Let us not just so speak to our situations, but give us the sight to see, oh God, and aman, so increase our spiritual eyes, oh God, on today. Edemen sarum hori beheya. La man so kuraman siki rebehe ki araban seya. Leven siki araman da karaman si arabahaya. Yes, Almighty God, ishi aro soto. Lemen si aramahan di arebeke ke rabasaya. Yes, oh God, ianana man so ramahandia. Our minds eke ki arabasi aramen siki aramandaya. Our vision, O Father, hey, yaman sukura man sikira mahaya rebe sikia, where things have been cloudy, O God, ishe yaraban sora bahaya, leven sikira min sukura bahaya. Yes, O Jesus, where things have been cloudy, God, hey, ke yanaman, so clear us up, O God, ike yanaman, so clear our sight, rebe sikira man sora bababara man sikira mahaya, leven sikira. Order us, O God, in an immense so to move how you move, O Jesus. Yes, O God, in an immense where our sight has not had that eternal perspective. Hey, in certain situations where we have not spoken eternity over it, Father, we walk with clarity and confidence, knowing that we have divine backing in the name of Jesus. Knowing that we have divine backing, O God. When Elijah in 2 Kings, hallelujah, in Elijah in 2 Kings 6, 17 through 18, or 14 through 18, Elisha didn't say, God, take me out of the situation. Elisha didn't say, God, remove this from me. No, Elijah prayed. Hi, he prayed for vision to see in the name of Jesus. Elisha said, Lord, I pray thee open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. Behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire about Elisha. Hey, Yamasai. Sometimes when we see a situation that seems troublesome, when our situation seems grim, when it seems like, God, it seems like these weapons that are forming are about to prosper, we naturally want to ask God to remove us from it, to take us out of it. But some things that we get into, it's not the enemy, it's God sharpening, it's his way of forming and refining. Some situations that we are in is for our refinement, is for that pruning. And so Elisha in this situation didn't say, take us out. No, pray for sight to see. And so whatever your situation is on today, don't ask God remove you from it. Ask God to give you new perspective. Ask God to give you new sight. Ask him to show you how to see it through the lens of heaven. Ask him to show you how to see it through the eyes of the Father. In the name of Jesus, lemen sukuramansi ki rebeheya dadabanso rebesanda davashaya laman sukura bakaramanso kuramanda daria. Yes, O God, leven siki rabanso kuramansi ki rabahaya leven siki rebesi rabahaya. Yes, O God, mandirishataya. Yes, Jesus, hey, yaman so raman. No matter the situation, God, iki remensi ki aramandaya. God, it amen. So we thank you. We thank you for the pressure. Hey, yasubrai. We thank you for the pressure in the name of Jesus. We thank you. Anaman sukurabandai. As Elisha prayed for the servant, as he prayed, anaman so for him to see vision. Hey, and God bestowed him sight. God, we pray. We pray for new sight and new vision. God, we thank you for moments where you've placed us in spaces to refine us in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, for your teachings. We thank you, oh God, for your corrections. We thank you, oh God, for your process. Sometimes we want to uproot ourselves out of a process because it feels uncomfortable. We want to uproot ourselves out of a process because, let's face it, no one likes pressure. We want to uproot ourselves out of a moment and run like Jonah. Hey, Yaman, so because pressure and things that are uncomfortable aren't fun, it doesn't feel good. But let me just express something to you, but that not everything that feels good is good for you. God isn't seeking after what feels good. He's seeking after purpose. He's seeking after you to become the more of you. He is seeking after purpose to be birthed out of you. And that does not come from a place of comfortability. Hallelujah. It comes from a place of surrenderance. It comes from a place of pressure. You see an olive? An olive doesn't just get oil on its own. It doesn't just secrete the oil out of the olive on its own. It needs pressure applied. It needs pressure applied for the oil to be extracted. And so when we are going about our life and He is elevating and He is making and He is pruning us, pressure is necessary for the process. Pressure is necessary to grow in the process. You need pressure for development. And so the very thing that you're asking God to remove you from is the same place where He is making you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we glorify in our thorns. We glorify in the moments that bring pressure. Haman, so because we know that the word says, although we are hard pressed on all sides, we are not crushed. Hey, la mansure besikia ramahaya, leven sikia ramanso. Because we are hard pressed on all sides, we are not crushed. That needs to be a glorious praise moment. Right there. God, you have me pressed on all sides. I feel like these weapons are forming, but God, I thank you that I'm not crushed. That needs to be a victory moment right there. Make the enemy show him some type of confusion that although I'm pressed right here, baby, my head may be dropped, but I'm dropped because I'm praying. I have a heart of gratitude for this thorn is making me. It's forming me. It's shaping me into who God's called me to be. In the name of Jesus. So we thank God for the pressure. We thank God for the pressure. We thank God for making us and forging us under the pressure. Hey, we are not buckled. Hey, we've been fit to carry. Hey, yes, oh God, we are being developed under pressure. And so, God, we give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory. Hallelujah. Leven sikira man sokura man seke yana man saya. Dada man sikira man seya. La man sokura man seke yana man saya. Yes, oh Jesus. Hallelujah. Ha yana man so dada man se. We are being increased under pressure. Our spiritual maturity is being increase under this pressure. We give you glory, Father, for the pressure. Sometimes you need to pray through the moments where you feel like this is too much. Where you feel like it's too much, but too much is given, much is required. There are some things, yes, much is the
requirement. It may feel like much because much is required of you in this space and in this season. You're not regular. You're not an average person. God didn't make you to sit in the average. He's making you above average. You are spiritual. You've been crafted in heaven. You are formed. You are set apart. And his set apart ones cannot be conformed to this world. His set apart ones cannot be identified like this world. You are a marked son of God. And so sons have a marking. There's a certain smell that a son possesses. It is a certain incense that comes out of pressure. There is a certain anointing that develops in spaces of pressure when you have come out on the other side. After being under pressure, there is a different smell about you. Yes, yes, there is a different glory about you. There is a glow. You've been with God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so we thank you, oh God, for this time of marking. We thank you for this time of development, oh Father. Yes, oh God. Hey. Hey, we've pleaded, we've begged for you to remove this thorn. And God, you said in your word that your grace is sufficient enough. Hey, and that, oh God, is what we stand on. Your grace is sufficient. We apply your grace to the situation. We apply your grace like a bomb over our situation, God. Hey, change our perspective and where we are, oh Father. Change our eyesight. Anytime where we are faced with challenges, may we do like Elisha did in 2 Kings 6:14-18. Let us do like Elisha did, and let us ask for vision and perspective to process and walk through where you have us. See, the process is where you are making us. And God, we thank you for the process. Hallelujah. Oh, let me calm down. We thank you for the process. Like you said in Malachi, like the silversmith, when we are placed in the refiner's fire, you hold us over that fire. Hallelujah. So all the impurities can be removed from that silver, and you won't remove it until you see your face. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Until you see your reflection. And so, God, we say, Father, keep us on the fire till you see your reflection in us, God. We don't want none of us. We don't want it to be muddied with ourselves, but God, keep us on the fire until you see your reflection, until you see yourself, until our ways become your ways, until our likes become your likes and our dislikes become your dislikes. Keep us here, oh God. Hey, ki aroban so ramansaya, until the posture of vision and asking for new vision in pressured situations becomes a matter of course. It becomes our vernacular. Hey, Robo Sandai, keep us here until a kingdom perspective becomes our natural response. We don't have to be pulled and prodded to get to the perspective. We walk in it daily. Give us the ability to walk in the kingdom perspective daily. May we apply the blood. May we apply the grace. And may we apply, hey, amansora manse, perspective and vision to a pressured situation. situation in the name of Jesus. And so we say, thank you, God. Thank you, Father, for new sight. Hey, Raman, so place your hands over your eyes and begin to say, thank you, Father, for new vision. Thank you, God, for new sight to see on my situation. Thank you, Father. Hey, Yaman Sukora Mahandai. You haven't left me nor forsaken me, but God, you are making me. And so I say, thank you. Thank you for vision. Thank you for sight. Thank you for new perspective. We have panoramic sight. We have a panoramic view. We see like the eagles see. The eagles see from heights, higher and a higher altitude. And so we say, thank you, God, for giving us sight to see. Thank you, God, for giving us ears to hear. And we give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory. Hallelujah. We give you glory. In Jesus' name. Ooh, God. Hallelujah. Hey, Yamasura Mandai. Rest in that. Rest in that new sight. Rest in that new perspective that God just gave you. Hallelujah. Breathe that in. Breathe in that new vantage point. You see, the enemy likes to distort your vision. He likes to blow smoke and mirrors to have you running about, being anxious, and feeling like you're by yourself. And that is a lie. He is the accuser of the brethren. He is the father of lies. Ay, Aman, so we thank you for sight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We glorify you, Jesus. And it's in your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. If anyone has something to release, if the apostles and prophets are on the line, or if anyone has a testimony, the lines are open for you to release that at this time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we thank God for intercession. Amen. We thank God for this time of prayer. It has been glorious. Hayamaso. It has been glorious. It has been glorious. So we thank you for meeting with us at 5 this morning. We thank you for meeting with us here at noon. Do not forget to finish out and close out your 60 for 60 tonight. Sit with God tonight. Do not let your eyes close and your head hit that pillow before spending time with your Father, because He desires to spend time with you. We will hear you back here on the line tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. More grace unto you. Bye-bye.